Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What an amazingly wonderful group. I'm so grateful that you're here. I could do this by myself, but it's more fun having you here.
Amen.
So in John, the passages that Brett just read, this is not a new subject, but again, in just me hanging out in these verses, the Lord just really blessed me again. And had a real encounter with him just talking about this part of our being in Christ. We know that we're in Christ and Christ is in us, and because we've been placed into his life, he lives his life in us. And so he, in being woven into the fabric of his existence, he's woven in the fabric of our existence. And so everything that we do on earth, everything that makes up your daily life and my daily life, just the blood and guts of living in a fallen world, we're not on our own trying to do it. Christ alone is our sufficiency, and he lives in us, and he's the grace, the ability by which we do everything is Christ himself involved in our life, living out his life through us in the circumstances that make up our life. But because we're in Christ, not only is he here in us on this earth, we are in him seated in the heavenly places. And so this wonder about being in Christ includes both my participating in the life that he lives and his participating in the life that I live. So let me just read these verses to you again. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Now again, remember the context here. He's told them that he's going to go away, and where he's going, they can't go with him. He's talking about the cross. They can't go to the cross. He has to go for us. That he's going there to set us free from our sin. And so only the spotless lamb could do this. And so when he tells them, I'm going to go away, but you, where I'm going, you can't follow. Peter's asked the question, well, Lord, where are you going? And he said, why can't I follow? He said, I will follow you now. And even at the risk of my life, I'll follow you. And then Jesus says to him in verse 37, well, Peter says first, Lord, why can't I follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. And Jesus said, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a cock shall not crow until you deny me three times. But let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house are many abiding places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So again, that's true here, that where I am, where is where he is. Where he is, I am also. And so when I go into a situation, or let's just say doing this service, I don't go in this service asking the Lord to help me or confident that I can lead this service. Lord, because you're in me and I'm in you, then you're going to do this. Where you are, I am also. Therefore, I can confident that you know exactly how to do this and you're going to do it. And that's fun. But sometimes we have a tendency to think that even though we say we believe in grace, we have a tendency to think that nearness with God, nearness with the Father, is very dependent on our behavior. And therefore, somehow we have to earn the right to experience the Father in the most intimate ways. But you have to understand that he's just told Peter, you're going to deny me three times. And even though this is a word for all the disciples, they were all there, he's still having a conversation with Peter. And he says to Peter, he's saying to him, others are listening, so it's for them too, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, then believe in me. In my Father's house are many abiding places. That's not the word mansion, as we've mentioned before. The abiding place is in Christ, this place in Christ. I'm going to go to prepare a place. In my Father's house are many abiding places. If it were not so, I would have told you. In other words, again, he's saying, if something you do or might do would disqualify you, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. Now remember, all the disciples abandoned Jesus at the cross. Judas betrayed him. Peter, who's the leader, denied him. But all the rest of them fled. At some point, John came back, and he was the only one who stood with the ladies at the cross. The rest of them gave in to fear. And on the night of the resurrection, when Jesus appeared to them, they're all locked away in a room out of fear. And so when Jesus is talking to them and Peter, he's told that Peter is going to fail, but they're all going to blow it. And he's like saying, if somehow blowing it disqualified you from this place in me, then I would have told you. But he's saying, I'm going to prepare you, you ones who don't always get it perfectly. Peter, talking to Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times. There are many dwelling places. If we're not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And it's as if Jesus is saying, in my Father's, in the kingdom, there's a place for you in me that I'm going to go prepare. And it wouldn't be complete without you being there. You hear me? The same thing Jesus is saying to us. The church is the fullness of him. Now, he who fills all and who's in all, but the church, the bride, the church, is also the fullness of him. The Lord created us and chose to want us to be all, spend eternity in union with him in relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And therefore, Jesus is saying, not that he needs anything, but he's chosen to need us. You with me? He's chosen to need us and saying, I won't be complete. I refuse to live without you having a place in me. Because I'm going to come back and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you'll be also. Well, think about what Colossians chapter 3 then, verse 3 says. For you have died, the person that you used to be died, the person who was separated from God because of sin, the person who was on your own trying to make life work, because of your separation from God, that person was crucified. For you have died, and your new life, who the new you, and for you have died, and your life now is hidden with Christ in God. It's an amazing statement. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. So Jesus' relationship with God is your relationship with God. John 1:18. We read this verse a lot, but I love this particular part of it. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father. What an amazing description of Jesus' intimacy with the Father. He lives in his heart, in a sense. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father. He has explained him. So if Jesus said, I've come to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That your life is hidden with Christ and God, in the very bosom of the Father. Therefore, where do you abide? In the very bosom of the Father. And all that's got failed or didn't fail, it's because you're in Christ. That's why Jesus said, they asked the question, well, Lord, show us the way. What is the way? And Jesus said, I'm the way. No one can know the Father except by me. I'm the way. I love that thing in John 1, that this thing that you, not only are not separated from God, does sin grieve his heart? Yes. Does sin rob us from being able to experience our conscious experience of our being in Christ? Yes, but it doesn't make you not be in Christ. You're not like kicked out of that place. So you're nothing to do with your nearness with the Father. As a matter of fact, you are so near that it could be said about you that you live in the very bosom of the Father, because that's where Christ is. And he says, where he is, there you are also. I'm so grateful that on earth, and with everything I do, Jesus Christ is there doing it through me. But I'm so grateful that in heaven, in the heavenlies, where he is, I'm there also. Matthew chapter 11. Verse 27, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son reveals him. Apart from Christ, you can't know the Father. You get to know the Father because you're in Christ. Back in that place in John, it says in verse 20, 14, John 14, about Pentecost, in that day, you will know that I'm in the Father and you're in me and I'm in you. He said, on that day, you'll know that I'm in the Father and you're in me. So if Jesus is in the Father, dwelling in his bosom, he said, and you're in me. That's exactly where you're going to be. And no one knows the Father except the Son and who the Son chooses to reveal him to. So when I make this statement, because you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you enjoy his life being lived out through you in everyday experiences. The life that you live is now his story and his life that he lives. But the life that he lives in the heavenly places is now your life too. And so he shares with you his relationship with the Father. Now, I didn't say that. He shares with you the feelings the Father has with him. And I don't mean by that that he looks over at you and says, TC, this is what it's like. This is how it feels. No, he actually shares with you. You participate in how the Father feels about him and how he feels about the Father. You now are joined to that. It's not just that you are brought near and you're now observing this amazing relationship between Jesus and the Father. You're seated in heavenly places in Christ. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Therefore, so are you. And just like we see in John 13, where John lay his head on the breast of Jesus, Jesus lives, in a sense, with his head on the breast of the Father. And that's where you are. And that's not just your position. If you'll just listen and open yourself up to it, Jesus wants you to literally participate in the affection that he and the Father have for each other. You get to share in that. That's stunning. And he's saying this to the guy he just said, you are going to deny me 3 times. So if you've allowed the enemy to tell you, and you've believed at any level, that you've done something or said something that where you really can't know what you could have known, that you really can't be as close. You know, we pray all the time, oh God, I want to be closer to you. I understand. There is a Lord, open up my consciousness so I'm aware of my nearness with you. But you can't get nearer than being in the bosom of the Father. And what I want to tantalize you with is the idea that's not just a place where you're at. It's an experience Jesus wants you to participate in. How would that change you if you literally were able to sink into, enjoy the feelings the Father has for Jesus, the joy the Father has in Jesus, he has in you? Think about that. How much joy does the Father have concerning his Son? Well, you get to share in that. That's your relationship. That's being reconciled to God. That's not just God saying, I'm reconciled because I'm not mad at you anymore. No, I'm reconciled you to myself, and I brought you into the most intimate relationship I share, the one with my Son. You have been grafted into that. That where I am, there you may be. I go to receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So what's really a lot of fun is as every day as you're living your life and everything that you do, you have this dual consciousness, this consciousness that Christ is living his life through you and the consciousness that you're living your life in him and through him. There's like this intimate thing going on, this fellowship. You're dwelling in the bosom of the Father. And it's from that place that you're able to steward the life of Christ living through you. Because he said, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed him. Only when you get that, start getting that reality from that place, from the heavenly places in the bosom of the Father, are you able to fully, fully know how to steward the life of Christ here on earth and give true revealing the truth about who God is by the life that you live. Okay? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.